Hey, this is Matt Lesher.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Rodney Taylor, a.k.a. the Penguin Gotham, and you are listening to Geek Vibes Live!
And here we go.
Welcome,
okay,
everybody,
I guess
to
that's
a very
cue.
Special...
sorry,
yes, that's your cue. No, sorry. Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of Geek Vibes Live. I'm not doing the interview today, but my name is Kanan, and with me is our resident interviewer, Tia. She's actually going to be interviewing Jennifer Cheon in just a moment once we get her on the phone. If you're familiar with Jennifer's work, she's been in The Layover with Alexandra Daddario and Kate Upton, and she's also on the sci-fi show Van Helsing. So first off, Tia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kanan. How are you?
I'm doing really good. So let me go ahead and get Jennifer on, and then we'll get that interview started. So just give me one moment to get her brought in here.
Hey, Jennifer. Sorry, this is Tia. Just going to take over here. Apologize for a little bit before. We were having some technical difficulties, but as they say, the show must go on.
That is very true.
And I'd
How's
like
it going?
To, good, good. And I'd like to welcome you to, you know, this episode of Geek Vibes Live. I just, before we start with anything, I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing your name correctly. So it's Jennifer Cheon?
It's like, it's funny. It's actually pronounced like J-U-N, Jun, but the C-H, I don't know, the translation was a little crazy. So I meet people halfway. Chun.
Well, Jennifer Chun, thank you so much.
It's like
for
luncheon,
being...
but without the lun.
No, that's good. I definitely want to get that right. You know, again, thank you for taking the time to speak with me. You know, you are on a really
fan
favorite.
Kind of going robot.
Okay, cool. So, Jennifer, you are on this really fan favorite show called Van Helsing. And you play a character named Ivory. Could you just kind of go into, like, detail about your character for our listeners?
So she is a witchy vampire, I guess you could say. That's kind of how I categorize her. There's a play on kind of like the nunnery sister sort of thing, but obviously a twist because she's a vampire, and they're all vampires. She comes from a long line of very powerful women, and she was burnt at the stake. And we don't really know who found her, who turned her as of yet, but she then rose to be second command of this unified group of women called the Sisterhood. And with some sad turn of events, their leader was taken out in season two, so which then now made her the leader. And and now she's on this crazy journey and has been put together with Scab, and little by little they are trying to take over the entire world, to put it in a nutshell.
And can you say that that's what we should be expecting from season three, is that Ivory is just going to look to take over the world?
The way I look at it is I think she was very, very happy in her own world. She was, you know, with her sisters. They had found peace in this apocalypse. They've you know, you didn't really hear about them in season one. They were just doing their thing in the forest, tucked away, not to be bothered, in peace, so to speak. And then, you know, these guys come storming into their land and demanding these things and asking for these help and then essentially effing up everything. And I think she's just sick and tired of guys just coming in and messing with her crap. I'm trying not to swear. I'm sorry, I'm using interesting words, but try not to curse. So she's just fed up, and I think a lot of women can relate to her of just being absolutely fed up, which is you just want to go about your day, man, and you just want to grab your coffee, go to work, do your thing, but then there's always some sort of intrusion to you just trying to get the stuff done. And I think that's what's happened with her. So I think what's really interesting about season three is that you're going to see not only a woman pissed off, but a vampire woman, a vampire witchy woman pissed off. And let me tell you, it's a lot of fun to watch. And I mean, you just think about it. On a bad day when everyone's just effing up your stuff, you just kind of want to blow the whole thing off. And but she can actually do that, so that's kind of fun. There's no moral code, you know, so no laws that are stopping her. She's just a force, and she's pissed, and I think that's all I can really say about that. So I really hope you guys enjoy watching her. She'll blow up.
It sounds really badass. I mean, you had to have had so much fun portraying her.
Oh, she is like the pretty much my dream character that I could ever ask for. She's fierce and she's powerful and affected, and she's unapologetic, and she's completely opposite of me, which is so much fun to just step into a whole other set of shoes and not for it. So, yeah, I've learned a lot from her, too. I mean, she uses her full weight, and I feel like she's been moving herself,
Jennifer, you're going a little in and out. I just want to make sure that we still got you here.
Oh. No, that's totally fine. I want to make sure you can hear me.
I can now. And I love everything I'm hearing right now about Ivory and the sisterhood. And obviously, vampires have been in a lot. I mean, TV shows, movies, we've seen every rendition. How would you say that, like, your adaptation or the show's adaptation of vampires kind of, you know, maybe differ from what we've seen before?
Well, that's and then playing her of all those things. And I thought about, like, researching everyone else's version of vampires, and I just thought, doing that, I'm just going to get wrapped up into all the other nonsense. So in order to truly dive into her shoes, I just decided, you know what, I'm not going to try and confuse myself with what not to do and all of those fears and those guidelines, and just do whatever comes natural to me. And I think what separates our show from other shows is that, well, for starters, you have our Van Helsing, that she's both, as far as we know right now, she's both, you know, she craves blood and she craves food, and she has compassion and she has anger and all of those things. But that's also pretty human. So I feel that vampire is kind of a metaphor for human in my mind and what I feel and how I interpret it. And I think, you know, we haven't really seen a unified sisterhood of female vampires yet. So I think that's another thing that's really that this show is bringing to the table in terms of originality so I don't think anyone has ever played on that part or that played on that idea yet. So I definitely think the female empowerment is a big, 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 big topic on our show.
And that's actually great because it leads into the, like, burning question that I wanted to ask this whole time. You know, the Van Helsing is on the Sci-Fi Channel, which is just one of, like, two shows that have a really strong female lead, the other one being Winona Earp. How important do you think it is to have shows that have these strong female leads and also portray other female characters in a positive light?
Oh my gosh, that's a topic that I'm extremely passionate about because I grew up where, I mean, I was very young when I saw Terminator 2 and I saw Sarah Connor, and I was like, holy damn, like that's what I want to do, that's what I want to be, and that's who I want to aspire to be. And I mean, there's one woman that you can really think of, or like Sigourney Weaver, you're like, and how far have we come? And we're still like, oh, those two women, you know? And not only having women, but having different types of women. Like growing up, when I was a little girl, you know, you had Cinderella, you had Ariel, you had Snow White, you had Sleeping Beauty. You had a lot of Caucasian-looking women. And I'm Mexican-Korean. There was nobody out there that looked like me. And what I love about this show, particularly in Van Helsing, is that there are so many different kinds of strong female characters on this show. And what I love is that you can see the bond, they show the bond between that women can have. And, you know, there's always this like, oh, brotherhood, brotherhood, and then girls are catty. And that's kind of something that's been put on us and that women have been taught to behave that way. But I don't think that's actually what we have in our bones and in our hearts. I think we really are excited about this time because we're realizing, like, no, we love supporting each other. We love coming together. We have a sisterhood, and that's powerful, and that's important. And for young women coming up, I mean, it's a pretty exclusive show, so I definitely wouldn't show my niece this show yet, but, you know, it is showing an audience that's been lacking seeing unified women. And I love, you know, you have Scarlett and Vanessa, who are actually sisters, and Doc and all the other women that have come and they've met along the way that are helped them together. And then you have this other sisterhood that, you know, are the bad guys. But, I mean, what's the bad guys? They all kind of are suffering from the same pain. They're just on different sides of the coin. And who put them on those sides of the coin, you know? And I think that kind of reflects into the world. You know, girls are constantly being pinned against each other, but we don't even know why. I mean, why? Like, what's the real cause? Like, what is this competition and what's it for? A dude? Oh, please. You know, like, and that's what I love about this show and being a part of it is because you do see the different types of women and you see a variety of strong women and when they're weak too, you know? I mean, not every day are we walking around with our power heels on and our, you know, eyeliner and mascara right where it should be. Like, sometimes our days are effed up and we're weak. And we make shitty decisions, but at the end of the day, we have each other's back in those shitty times. And that's what I think when you see these women broken down in a vampire apocalypse and beaten up, and that they still rise and they still stand and they still fight. And that's what I think is the message that women should get. And I'm just happy to be a part of that.
I love that. Honestly, I was having the most amazing time listening to that, because it's really true what you're saying about this whole, you know, competition and being pinned against each other. Because I don't know if you are kind of, because I know you're very busy, and I don't know if you really have been, like, keeping up with the DC and Marvel universe, but yesterday they just released an image for Captain Marvel, for Brie Larson, which I was very excited about. And then instantly I'm seeing on Twitter people going, well, Gal Gadot from Wonder Woman is better. And it's like, why do we have to make it a competition? We can like Wonder Woman and we can like Captain Marvel at the same time. We can both be excited. We don't have to say, well, one's better than the other. One's a better representation than the other.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it just stems down to, like I said, it's kind of taught. Like, we're trying to rewrite generations and generations of oppressed women. And, you know, that's going to take some time to straighten out. And it's going to take some time to catch us. Like, I catch myself, too, sometimes, you know. And I'll hear that someone else is playing this or blah, blah, blah is this. And I'm like, ah, whatever. I hate that suit anyway. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Don't do that. Don't do that. It's great because these suits are happening. But Brie Larson, you know, getting the job to do it, and another girl is going to see her one day and be like, fuck yeah, I swore. hell yeah.
We got like, you to curse.
I'm biting my tongue. The F word is just such a luscious word. It can be used so many ways. Anyways, you know, so I know I totally agree with you. It is. It is really sad, and I hope that changes, and I hope the more we talk about it, too, the more that women are vulnerable towards each other, and the more we can be self-conscious of where that sort of hateration kind of came from. And it's true that I blame men for everything. My husband's going to listen to this and be like, oh, yeah? But, yeah.
No,
I know
exactly.
It is. It's that we kind of resort to that, but I think it'll change. The more that we're conscious about it, and the more that we talk about it, it'll, like, more podcasts like this and conversations like this, and hopefully other girls hear it, and they start noticing when the haterness kind of seeps through, you know?
I really look forward to moving on from the whole culture of being,
you going robotic,
you know,
again?
Huh? Do you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, we went robotic again.
Do you hear me now, Jennifer?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Jenna, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I'm here. We're doing it.
All right. Well, so, Jennifer, I'm going to, you know, I know we've been talking about female empowerment, and I could probably talk about that all day. I'm going to move on to a guy and ask, you know, in season 3, we know that the actor Michael Eklund is coming on. Can you, like, give us any insight about his involvement in season 3 of Van Helsing?
I can't.
No, that's fine.
But
I figured, why not? I just ask
him in for that one.
There's so many different
storylines going on, and sometimes you don't necessarily see each other. Even though we're on the same show, we don't necessarily, you know, cross paths all that much, aside from like the makeup trailer or something, you know, because all the different storylines and you know, Ivory's out in the woods most of the time, and but I can tell you that he does a fantastic job, and that we are so happy to have him part of the cast, and we just can't wait until you guys tune in and see why.
I can't wait either. I know that as of yesterday, I believe, the second season of Van Helsing came on Netflix, so anyone who needs to catch up can catch up. And, you know, before I let you go, Jennifer, besides Van Helsing, is there anything we should look out for with you, any upcoming projects?
Well, I've been doing a lot of motion capture as well. So I was working on this video game called Anthem that's coming out. And right now, and it's just been, I actually went back to school and went to film school because I want to start directing some of my own projects. So I've been kind of shooting a lot of indie stuff and hopefully have the balls to release it. So I've kind of been working a little interpretation of a character that's out there. One is your own. But thank you for calling, and it was so nice chatting with you, and I hope we get to chat.
I do too, and I really look forward to watching season 3 of Van Helsing. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was our interview with Jennifer Chun. As you heard, she stars in Sci-Fi's Van Helsing, and she's also going to be in the Anthem game that comes out February of 2019. So very exciting work for her. So once again, everybody, this has been a very special edition of Geek Vibes Live interview. Stay tuned for... top 10 this week, and also we have Geek Vibes Live this Sunday.